Radio.
Broadcasting from Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales and beyond, this is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on 1395 kHz AM, 215 metres medium wave and 1314 kHz, 228 metres. Our email address is mar@rock.com. Our website is mar.me.uk. You can find us on Facebook by searching MAR Pirates, and Twitter by following Merseyland Radio, or text 07504 464 678. MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
Merseyland Alternative Radio. Liftoff.
But just look at that girl with the lights coming up in her eyes. She's got to be somebody's baby. She must be somebody's baby.
near me. You say I scare you. Well, that's your fear. I know the message my heart is sending, but you don't read it. You keep me guessing.
Is it love? Is it love we're after? Is it love? Is it love?
The broken record goes round and round. In a circle without a sound, I'm underwater in overdrive. You hide in laughter. What's on your mind?
Is it love? Is it love we're after?
Why don't you tell me?
Is it love? Is it love?
MAR 1395 is the continuing sound of Free Radio across the northwest of England and North Wales. And this is Tony Hayes thanking John Freeman for the last 90 minutes clutter-free and bringing you the 54th and final edition in this series of the KISS and WABC years. Playing you great music from the American charts from the late 70s and 80s. And we kicked off with Jackson Browne and Somebody's Baby, the number 7 song with 2 weeks, October 16th through 23rd, 1982. And then Mr. Mister with Is It Love, number 8, May 31st, 1986. And let's stay in that year right now for two songs from the film Running Scared that made $38 million at the box office, yet is described as being only a moderate success. It's formed two top 40 hits. We'll play Michael McDonald shortly after we hear from Climax with Man-Sized Love at MAR.
Standing in the shadows, calling out his name, waiting for a lover who wants to play my game. Baby, can't you hear me? Don't you feel my fight? I got more than you can handle, all that you can want. Boy, you'll be a winner if you turn me on. Come and be my lover, stay with me tonight.
Yeah. rock.com.
M-A-R.
With Michael McDonald and Sweet Freedom, the number 7 song, with 3 weeks, August 30th through September 13th, 1986. And that final week was when Climax peaked at number 15 with Man Size Love. Right, if you want to get in touch with us, we would love to hear from you. The email address is mar@rock.com. mar@rock.com. Of course, you can text us 07504 464 678. Here's the Bee Gees.
And the morning rising, you don't know.
this is Steve Martin. And for more disco classics like that, join me every Saturday from 8:30 for the Disco Show right here on MAR.
With the only all-woman band ever to hit number one on the Billboard album chart, The Go-Go's. They had the second biggest album of 1982, Beauty and the Beat, and that single from it, We Got the Beat, peaked at number two for 3 weeks, April 10th through 24th. Ahead of that, the Bee Gees with Barry Gibb, who was a songwriter, working alone and with his brothers, had five songs simultaneously on Billboard's top ten in 1978. In fact, for a week in March that year, four of the top five singles were written by him. In the 37 weeks between December 24th, 1977 and September 2nd, 78, his songs were number one for 27 of them. Blimey. Barry, along with his brothers, Robin and Morris, wrote and performed the song Tragedy, peaking at number one March 24th through April 7th, 1979. And incidentally, it knocked Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive off the top spot for 2 weeks before she returned to the number one position for one more week. And we'll play it for Sammy and Hazel. As I know, she loves a bit of Bee Gees. And during the Go-Go song there, I got a call from Steve Martin, who, after giving me a fresh new promo, rings me up and says, "Sorry, Tony, the last disco show was last week. Sorry, guys. No more Steve Martin. Blimey. Good luck, mate. All the best for the future." Right now, John Cougar at MAR.
Well, I was born in a small town. In a small town, I've been dying in a small town. Oh, small communities. All my friends are in a small town. My parents live in the same small town. My job is a small town. But that's a little opportunity. Hey! Educated in a small town, taught to fear Jesus in a small town. Used to daydream in that small town. Another boring romantic, that's me. But I've seen it all in a small town. Had myself a ball in a small town. Married an LA dollar right to this small town.
out here in this small town, and people let me be just what I want to be. Enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town. Gonna die in a small town. Oh, that's probably where they buried me.
Alternative Radio. M-A-R.
I look back at my guitar. I look in the mirror. It's like a stranger in my head. There comes a time when the boy must leave, and the man has to enter, for the soul to understand.
MAR 1395 and Tony's Kiss and WABC Years with Rick Springfield and Rock of Life. Peak number 22, April 2nd, 1988. Ahead of that, the WABC classic Small Town from John Cougar Mellencamp, number 6 for 4 weeks, December 28th, 1985 through January 25th, 1986. And we'll play that for Andy Davis in Birkenhead. Hope you're tuned in for the final one, Andy. Ooh. If it wasn't for you, there would never have been a Kiss in WABC Years. Back on the web a couple of years ago, MAR1386.com. And look what you started. Right, let's go back to 1977 now for Olivia Newton-John's first single in 5 years, then not to have made the top 10 on Billboard's Adult Contemporary chart. The disappointment didn't stop there. The LP ended her streak of 6 consecutive gold albums and was her first not to break the country top 10. The reason for this? Well, it appears Olivia and her record label MCA were in dispute and she was in negotiations to be released from them. As a result, neither they nor Olivia put any effort into promoting the album, which is a shame, as Making a Good Thing Better is a fantastic single, and she looked gorgeous on the cover. Olivia peaked at number 87 on the pop chart with this Forgotten 45.
Although I know our love is going strong, little surprises can help it along. Yeah.
information, MAR at rock.com.
MAR.
Thank you.
AR 1395 with the Kiss of M classic Walking on the Chinese Wall by Philip Bailey. Play it for Steve Mann and for John Weller. Philip took the song to number 46, May 11th through 18th, 1985. A year ahead of that in 1984, Steve Perry with She's Mine, number 21, August 11th through 18th. All right, now let's say hi to our southern crowd of Dawn and Noreen, Gus and Steve. Thank you for all your support over the 2 years, guys. Hope you enjoyed the music.
Here in my car, I feel safest of all. I can lock all my doors. It's the only way to live in cars. Here in my car, I can only receive. I can listen to you. You keep me stable for dice in cars. Here in my car, where the image is down. Will you visit me, please? If I open my door in cars. Here in my car, I know I've started to think about leaving tonight. Although nothing seems right in cars. Here in my car,
MAR 1395 with Gary Numan and Cars, the number 9 song with 3 weeks June 7th through 21st, 1980. 3 years later in 83, it was OXO who took Whirly Girl to number 28, April 23rd. And what have we got on the final edition in this series of the Kiss and WABC years for Neil, Rachel and Noodles and Mels? Well, guys, for you, it's Expose and What You Don't Know from MAR 1395.
I knew I'd have to stay.
1995 with the Electric Light Orchestra and Last Train to London. Peter number 39, February 2nd, 1980. Ahead of that, Expose and What You Don't Know, 2 weeks at number 8, July 5th through 22nd, 1989. Well, let's go back to the late 70s right now for a song from American country music singer, songwriter, record producer, photographer, actor and entrepreneur Kenny Rogers. He's had more than 120 hit singles across various music genres and has topped the American country and pop album charts for more than 200 individual weeks. He told Steve Wright his favourite song was the one we're about to play. And why wouldn't it be? It earned him a Grammy for Best Male Country Performance in 1980, despite only peaking at number 16 on Billboard in January 1979.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, feeling's done. You got to know when to hold up. When to hold up. Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away. And know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the dealing's done, you got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away. Know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the dealing's done.
Merseyland Alternative Radio. Merseyland Alternative Radio. The rock goes on, goes on, goes on.
With the gorgeous Cyndi Lauper and Change of Heart. Peak number 3, Valentine's Day, 1987. Now, if you were tuned in at 10 o'clock this morning, you'll have heard MAR's resident bus spotter, Eric Monaghan. And Eric's not satisfied with having two Geek Fest moments in his show. Bus timetable changes and Doctor Who. He's after a third feature. So we're appealing to you, the listeners, to find one for him. Perhaps a train spotter section or a weekly article on stamp collecting. If you've got any ideas, get texting 07504 464 678. Or, of course, you can email Eric on our regular address, mar@rock.com. Now, what's in it for me, you ask? Well, the winner will be treated to an all-expenses-paid Sunday with Eric on the buses of Cheshire and a cup of tea and a sandwich at his favourite cafe in Frodsham. There'll be no need to fear missing any of the day's broadcasts from MAR, as Eric will take his AM tranny with him, just in case the drivers only have FM. So what are you waiting for? Get your thinking caps on and get in touch. A day on the buses with Eric awaits. The other week, Eric was wondering what kind of underwear the singers I was playing were wearing when they recorded their songs. Well, I don't rightly know, Eric, but I have it on good authority. Cyndi Lauper recorded the vocals for Shebop completely nude. That'd have been a good day to hang around Epic Records.
I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time. 'Cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair. I don't mind you hanging out and talking in your sleep. Doesn't matter where you've been, as long as it was deep, yeah. You always knew you very well, and you look so fancy, I can tell. I don't mind you hanging out and talking in your sleep. I guess you're just what I needed.
That's what I needed.
I needed someone to feed. I guess you're just what I needed.
That's what I needed.
I needed someone to please. I don't mind you coming here and wasting all my time. 'Cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind, yeah. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair. I don't mind you coming here and wasting all my time. I
1995, with a record for Verity Smith and the AV1 Schlags of Warwick University, it was the first single to be released by Cheap Trick, I Want You to Want Me. It failed to chart in America, but reached number one in Japan, where they performed concerts at Tokyo's Nippon Budokan in April 1978. The concerts were recorded for the album Cheap Trick at Budokan, and a live version of the song was recorded and released as a single in 1979. It became their biggest seller, peaking at number seven and being certified gold for selling over a million copies. Ahead of that, Steve Winwood's While You See a Chance. 2 weeks at number seven, April 18th through 25th, back in 1981. And we kicked it all off with The Cars and Just What I Needed, peaked at number 17 here, but 27 on Billboard in 1978. And just because the Kiss and WABC years is coming to an end, it doesn't mean to say that you won't be hearing The Cars on MAR. MAR is, of course, your Cars station. And I know that Jackie's lined some up for next weekend, just for you. Cheers, Jackie. Right now, let's do Jerry Scarbury, theme from The Greatest American Hero.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free.
Play my sort of music.
Girl,
and say you're sorry and do your penance in the park. You fooled your mother when you skipped ballet to paint your face to the midnight show. And in the morning you knelt beside your bed and prayed she'd never know. Holy Anna, girl, what you do to me?
MAR 1395 and Tony's Kiss and WABC Years, almost to the end for the record for Helen and Mike and Les and Kath in Ellesmere Port. It was Joey Scarberry's theme from The Greatest American Hero, Peter number 2 for 2 weeks, August 15th through 22nd, 1981. Then we had Toto with Holy Anna, number 71, February 16th, 1985. Now, if you were tuned into the show last weekend, you'll have heard me mention my friend Richie and his mate Cherie not getting served at Wetherspoons because Cherie was under 21 by 3 weeks. And her provisional driving license with a photo on it was not accepted. The John Laird. Well, I have a final bit of good news to end the story. It appears that Richie has received a letter from Wetherspoons apologising for the inconvenience and telling him that provisional ID, provisional driving license ID, so long as it has a photograph, which it did, is perfectly acceptable in any Wetherspoon pub. So that's a good news story to end the final show in the current series of the Kiss and WABC Years. I'm not going totally away. I'm not leaving MAR completely. Just need a bit of a break. At home with two elderly parents and having to run a house for three, on top of one of my parents having dementia, is taking its toll on me slightly, and I'm not really getting the hours that I need to put this show together. So if you don't mind, I'll have a little break for a while, but I do hope to be back on the bank holidays, starting with the end of May, and I'll do a little special for August as well, if the guys all agree. So that's just about it then from me, Tony Hayes. I'd like to thank you for your ears and your support over the last 2 years. It's been a blast. I'll bow out with Scandal and goodbye to you. I think that's rather appropriate. From Tony Hayes, ta-ra, for the final time. Stay tuned to MAR.
Those times I waited, but you seemed so long ago. I wanted to find too much to ever let you go.
It's nothing.